This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hi, it's Amy Newmark with three of my favorite episodes for you this Thanksgiving week. I know you'll be inspired and entertained by them, and I'll be back next week with more stories from our new books.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark, and it's time for some instant inspiration from Chicken Soup for the Soul. With the holidays approaching, I'm eager to share a bunch of great Thanksgiving and Christmas stories with you. And many of them are about giving and receiving, because one of the themes that I come across as an editor is what it's like to be on the receiving end of that free turkey or those gifts of groceries left anonymously on your doorstep. Many of our writers tell us that during the ups and downs of their lives, they've sometimes been the people receiving those gifts. And they tell us how it feels and how they came to grips with feeling grateful for the gifts and not embarrassed that they needed the help. So we know that these acts of kindness are front and center in our psyche these days. And we've actually had a huge surprise hit with a book that we put out last February called Chicken Soup for the Soul, Random Acts of Kindness, which is still flying off the shelves at the stores. In fact, we keep printing it and running out and then printing it again and running out again. So I'm going to talk about this topic of kindness today. And in our first story, Lindy Schneider tells us that her phone rang late one night and she thought, oh no, this must be an emergency of some kind. And she wondered which family member was in trouble as she raced for the phone. But it was just an acquaintance, a woman named Leslie. Leslie apologized for calling Lindy at 11 o'clock at night, and then she said that she did have an emergency. She asked Lindy if she had room in her freezer for a turkey. Well, Lindy did have room. In fact, she had too much room because her husband's business had taken a downturn, and they were basically out of food. So Lindy and her husband threw on some clothes and they waited for Leslie to arrive with the turkey. And when she got there, they were very surprised to see that she was in a huge freezer truck. And it turned out that Leslie's husband was the driver of this truck, and he delivered to a small grocery store that had just lost its lease and had been told that it had to empty out the store by midnight that day. So that store was going to throw all the food into a dumpster, and Leslie and her husband decided that they would rescue all that food and they would find people who had room for it. So when Leslie saw how empty Lindy's freezer was, she asked if she could just fill it up for her. And then when they saw that Lindy had another freezer in her garage that was empty, they filled that up too. So in less than an hour, both of Lindy's freezers were completely full. And she even got multiple turkeys, not just one. But Lindy still didn't get what was going on. She asked Leslie, when are you going to come back and pick up the turkeys and all the other food? Because she thought Leslie just needed a place to keep it overnight. And Leslie explained that no, they were never coming back. They had just needed to find homes for all this good food. And then she thanked Lindy for helping out by taking the food. And Lindy started to cry because they really had been out of money for food. And now all of this food would carry them for months, and they really hadn't known what they were going to do otherwise. By the time those freezers were emptied, Lindy's husband was back in business again, and they could once again buy groceries for their family.
The Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast continues straight ahead.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
So Lindy got her gift right when she needed it in a very graceful way, where she was actually thanked for accepting all of that free food. Sharon Grumbine is another one of our writers, and she wrote a story in which she explained how it felt to receive a gift in a slightly less graceful way, but a more obvious way. She got a call one day from a captain in the Marines asking if he and his men could deliver Christmas presents for her children that day. So she cleaned her house and she nervously awaited the Marines. And finally, a huge SUV pulled into the driveway and four Marines in blue dress uniforms got out. Sharon saw one of them looking at her broken down station wagon and she said she was embarrassed. But she was also grateful and excited and nervous. She met them at the door with her heart pounding, and the Marines brought in boxes and bags of gifts, so many things for her four children. And Sharon found herself hardly able to speak through her tears. "We hope you have a blessed Christmas, ma'am," the oldest Marine said, and he was kind of uncomfortably looking at the floor with his hat in hand because she was crying. Sharon says that she had always been the one who donated, not the one who received. But her husband had been laid off and they were struggling. She'd wanted to explain this to the Marines, but she felt ashamed and humiliated. She quickly wrapped all those gifts so her kids wouldn't see them when they got home from school, and she hid them away in closets and under beds. And on Christmas morning, she says that she felt a twinge of guilt as her children opened their gifts, thinking that they were from their parents. But when her 9-year-old opened one of his gifts, there was a card in it from the Marine Squadron, and at the bottom of the card, written in small, neat letters, it said, "Although the sea gets rough, no storm lasts forever." And Sharon says that suddenly she was ashamed of being ashamed because she finally understood. There was nothing to be embarrassed about. She was just going through a rough sea temporarily. Everyone has their ups and downs, and this was just one of those times when she was down instead of up, and there was no shame in accepting help and making other people feel great that they could help. So when you see those Toys for Tots collection boxes out there this season, think about dropping off an unwrapped toy for a kid. We're actually donating proceeds from our Christmas book to the Marines Toys for Tots program this year. So if you're looking for a great read, check out Chicken Soup for the Soul, a book of Christmas miracles, and know that your purchase will be helping the Marines make Christmas miracles for families that are down on their luck. If you want to read the book that today's stories appeared in, check out Chicken Soup for the Soul, Random Acts of Kindness. And come back for our next episode when I'll be sharing stories from A Book of Christmas Miracles about a couple of miraculous family reunions that happened on Christmas. They're a great way to head into the holiday season.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.